We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome, everyone, and good morning. On behalf of the Buffalo Zoological Society and our board of directors, our staff, and all of our members, it's a great pleasure for me to welcome you all here to the Buffalo Zoo this morning. A very special welcome also to our very large number of people that are watching this online. My name is John Dandies, and I have the distinct honor of serving as chairman of the board of the Buffalo Zoological Society. We are here this morning once again in a transformative moment in the history of the zoo as we formally cut the ribbon and open the Donna M. Fernandez Amphibian and Reptile Center. We call it the ARC. It's appropriate at this moment that I, before we go any further, that I recognize, thank, and welcome back, and you'll hear from her in just a little bit, our former president, Dr. Donna Fernandez. Donna, thank you for being here. And certainly her husband, Robert, who's joining us here from the other coast. The opening of this exhibit this morning represents another $3.8 million in investment as the zoo now completes our first master plan. This will total almost $60 million in investment over the past number of years, which includes changes to the exhibits of the Otter Creek, the M&T, Rainforest, Arctic Edge, and the Heritage Farm. We're thrilled. And we will continue to improve and expand our facilities. The good news is that we are now beginning our second master plan, and which will continue the growth of the zoo as we begin to establish ourselves as a center for conservation, not only in Western New York, but across the country. More projects, more additions to our collection, greater interactivity between the zoo, our collection, our guests, and our members. This project, ladies and gentlemen, is yet one more example of the critical nature of the ongoing collaboration between the private sector and the public sector. We'd like to thank and certainly recognize our many partners. They include certainly the state of New York, and great thanks to our great governor, Andrew Cuomo. We'll be hearing from our tremendous Lieutenant Governor, Kathy Hochul. And I've said from this podium and many others that Western New York has no greater cheerleader, no greater advocate as she travels around the state than the Lieutenant Governor. We certainly want to recognize our colleagues from the Office of Historic Preservation from State Parks. Mike Mistretta is here with us, the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York, and certainly our colleagues in the New York State Senate, the New York State Assembly, City of Buffalo, and certainly represented here the county of Erie by our county executive, Mark Polenkars. We also want to recognize the private sector. And much of that $60 million has come from the business community and literally the thousands of individual donors who have contributed to making the zoo the tremendous place that it is. And Patrick Kaler at Visit Buffalo Niagara reported this morning that after you get past the Buffalo Bills, which we all love, the number one attraction in all of Western New York after the Bills is the Buffalo Zoo. And so please give yourselves a round of applause for making this a very, very special place. And so without further ado, I am both honored and very pleased to welcome to the podium, as I said earlier, the great cheerleader for Western New York as she travels from Binghamton to Brooklyn and back and forth, sometimes in the same day, the Lieutenant Governor of the State of New York, Kathy Hochul. Governor.
Thank you. Thank you, John. I guess you looked at my schedule. I just rolled in from Albany last night and heading to New York City momentarily. But that being said, there's no place I'd rather be right now than to celebrate not just the opening of this building, the reopening of a building that's been here since 1942, but to celebrate the contributions of our great friend, Donna Fernandez. And I have developed such an admiration for her. I mean, she came here with incredible academic credentials. She could have gone anywhere in the world. And she found her home here in Buffalo back in 2000. And Donna, you were here during more of our dark ages. This was not a time when people were flocking to Buffalo and young people were leaving and the visits were leaving. It was still sort of perhaps the end of our decline. And you brought such a vitality and an enthusiasm and passion for your work here that it was absolutely contagious. So it is no surprise to me that 11 significant projects were accomplished under your tenure. Just even walking through the replica of the Venezuelan rainforest where you would visit personally and you tell the story, I went there and I wanted to bring that image and then capture that incredible masterpiece and do it right here in Buffalo. And people probably thought you were crazy to come up with those ideas, but you accomplished it. And when I bring visitors from other parts of the country, my family come to visit, it is so powerful to see that the city of Buffalo, not a huge population in comparison to others, but we have a world-class institution here because of the love that you showered on this. And Donna, from the bottom of my heart, you've always rocked it in my mind, and especially here today wearing a reptile print dress. She's the epitome of cool in my mind. So thank you, Donna. And John Dandies, I don't think there's a single institution of importance in Buffalo that he's not associated with. And I appreciate the recognition of the Buffalo Bills, too. But one of my favorite assets is also the Buffalo Bison, so let's not forget them as well. But you know, over 450,000 people now come to this place because of leadership like Donna in the past and John and your incredible board. So I thank you. But also, we have some incredible partners in government. I mean, this is a $3.7 million project, $500,000 from the State Environmental Protection Fund. But also, you'll hear from our county executive, Mark Poloncarz, who's been a staunch advocate of this institution and knowing its amazing potential to draw people here and be one more of those assets that you visit when you're in Western New York. Also, Sean Ryan, thank you for your assistance in getting significant dollars out of the New York State Legislature. That doesn't happen without someone making a compelling case to bring the dollars back home, and you're very successful in that, as you always are, so thank you. But to our newer president, Nora Fletchell, you've been just an incredible leader already. You've already made your mark, and we look forward to working very closely with you to execute your vision for the next phase going forward as well. And Mayor Mastiello is here. Great to see you. And Councilmember Joel Fioletto. I just want to say a city is defined by its assets. Buffalo has a zoo that others envy. And it wasn't always this way when I was growing up. In fact, it used to be kind of scary to go in here. Okay, I always thought these bars don't look real sturdy. They might escape and come eat me. So I wasn't a real fan of the dragons and the snakes and the reptiles, but my family always thought they should expose us. So I came here often, and I brought my own children to overcome their fears. But the way that you're telling the story of these incredible creatures, it's also educational as well. So it's not just about drawing tourists here. It's about inspiring the next generation, the children who visit here, to feel that they have a responsibility to take care of our planet. Because in the wild, so many of these species are endangered, and we protect them and showcase them in a zoo. But out there, it is tough, whether it's the Arctic Circle and the threat to climate change with respect to our polar bears in the wild. I want our children to learn about this right here, and that's exactly what they're doing. So this is an incredible educational tool as well to inspire the next generation. So we'll continue to invest in assets like the zoo and continue our investments in tourism and what else we have here in Buffalo. And I will continue to sing the praises of my hometown no matter where I go. I don't care if they're sick and tired of hearing about it everywhere else. It's what I do, and I cherish the role, and I want to thank our governor as well for seeing the importance of investments in places like the Buffalo Zoo. So thank you again, Donna, for your leadership, your friendship, and just being just an incredible, incredible friend of Buffalo. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor. The I know some of you may find this hard to believe, but the zoo has had some weather challenges over the past couple of months. And some months ago, you may remember that we had a windstorm that literally took the power out for the zoo for almost 36 hours. The very first phone call I received early that morning came from the county executive. And the county executive was calling to say, I understand that power is an issue. Whatever we need to do, whatever the county needs to do to help the zoo, we are there. And that typifies the relationship that we have with the county of Erie and certainly through our county executive, Mark Poloncar. So, Mark, thank you, and please join me.
Thank you, John. And John brings up a good point because we would have had a brand new reptile house, but we would have had no reptiles if we hadn't been able to restore power very quickly. So I know from talking with John and talking with Nora, it was a very, very touch-and-go situation, but I'm glad the county and others were able to get in here and actually restore power so we would have reptiles to enjoy when we actually came into the new Reptile and Amphibian Center. I want to thank each and every one of the members of the Board of Directors for their work that they put in for this project, as well as the members of the private sector. The county actually did not contribute any dollars to this project, but on an annual basis, of course, the county contributes a substantial amount to the Buffalo Zoo. I want to thank Donna Fernandez. Donna and I certainly had a lot of discussions over the year, and if there's any one animal I can think of that Donna is best represented by, it's a bulldog, because she would fight for every dollar. And I would say, I don't know if I can do that, Donna, but she would keep on fighting, and she had the toughness of a Winston Churchill and a bulldog. So, Donna, thank you for your commitment to this community through all those years. This zoo is your legacy, and I really appreciate, on behalf of the people of Erie County, what you've done. To Nora Fletchall and her staff, certainly this new zoo, you can hear it. I'm listening to the roaring. I don't know if that's a lion or a dinosaur, but I know it's bringing lots of kids and lots of families here, and that's what this is about when we invest in community assets like the zoo. It's about creating a better, stronger quality of life for our community. We support wonderful institutions all across our community. Of course, as John noted, the Buffalo Zoo, after the Buffalo Bills, is the one that we know people are going to come to. And thankfully, the zoo, unlike the Bills, doesn't give us the heartache that we sometimes have. So thank you to all the members of the staff, the Board of Trustees of the Buffalo Zoo, and, of course, my partners in New York State government, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul and Governor Cuomo, for their continued commitment to our region. There are, and I know because I travel across New York State a lot, there are a lot of communities that are fighting for the dollars that we've been able to get here because of the commitment of Governor Cuomo and our great Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. And I hear it from other county executives. It's like, what do you guys have on them that they keep on bringing all that money to your community? And I just remind them it's because we were owed it. And we have strong advocates in Albany, and I thank the governor and lieutenant governor, just like I thank Assemblyman Sean Ryan for delivering the funds to ensure that the Buffalo Zoo is this world-class facility that it is. I'm looking forward to coming in and seeing the new exhibit, and I'm very grateful that we actually do have reptiles and amphibians to show, because it was when it was -5 degrees out and the power was out and we just had a few more hours, these people worked very hard to ensure that those animals were cared for. And that's why we're here today, so that those animals are cared for, so that the kids and the families will walk through for years to come, not knowing what it took to get here, but knowing that we as a community invested in it for the betterment of all. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Mark. And I can attest to some of those battles between the county executive and our zoo president, Donna Fernandez, some of those times. I was in the middle of most of them. But all's well that ends well. So, Mark, thank you. And by the way, as I said, we're working on our new master plan. There will be ample opportunity for the county to contribute to our next capital next capital campaign. And those lions that you heard, those are not lions. Those are Republicans. Sorry, I said that. Anyway. Anyway, the history will show that when we were talking about the construction and the redo of this exhibit, Assemblyman Ryan called and said, we're going to help you through the New York State Assembly. talk to your friends in the Senate and see what they will do, but the Assembly will stand up, and I will make sure that funding will be there. And then he said, and I think it would be a great idea if we name the building after Donna Fernandez. So, Sean, thank you for your foresight. Thank you for your support. And please, if you will, some remarks.
Well, good morning, everybody. So I have to confess, I have a wild soft spot for the Buffalo Zoo. My first introduction to wildlife at any type was at the Buffalo Zoo. So I love my trips here. I brought my daughters here when they were children. I now bring my nieces and nephews here. So it's just a terrific community asset. The New York State Assembly has been fully behind the zoo. We helped out with the Arctic Edge, making sure we kept Luna here. I tried to get Luna to stay at my house for a few days when she was little, but they said no. I took a little burn to that, but I'm over it. About 3 years ago, I got asked to come to a breakfast with John Dandies and Tony Masiello. And you know when you go to a breakfast like that, they might pay for breakfast, but you're going to pay for a lot more. And at the breakfast, we talked about the transition in leadership that will soon be coming to the zoo. But we also talked about how we recognize our leaders in the city of Buffalo. And it was very important to me that we recognized Donna Fernandez for the good work that she did in perpetuity. So when young kids from all around Western New York, especially young girls, when they come here, they'll look up at the building and see the Donna Fernandez Reptile House. And it's a great role model for what young girls can turn into a strong leader. So it was really important to me that they named it after Donna Fernandez. And, of course, the zoo board was all about it. So, you know, it's my pleasure to be here today to play the small part that we all play by working together. And certainly you've heard a little bit of it today, but from our lieutenant governor, who's a fierce advocate and a supporter of the zoo, to our county executive, to our council member, Joel Ferletto, who is here. He's at all the zoo board meetings, and we're all together for the zoo. So it's been about 3 years, and if you believe, our new zoo director that we're all so proud of, Nora Fletcher, is coming up to 2 years here. Time flies. So really happy about we're able to transfer the zoo leadership from one strong leader to the next strong leader without taking one step backwards. We just kept taking steps forward. So for me, it's important that today we recognize the good work that has occurred under Donna Fernandez, but also recognize the good work that will occur under our new president, Nora Fletcher. So it's my pleasure to be here, part of it today, and I look forward to seeing the exhibit. Thanks, John.
I'm going to ask Nora to join me here at the podium in just a second. But before I do, I want you all to know how important and how critical the zoo staff has been, the keepers and the everyone associated with maintaining this collection over some very difficult times has been nothing short of miraculous. The fact, as the county executive suggested, we have living reptiles and amphibians is really a testament to the work of our staff every day. And particularly the reptile and amphibian staff have just worked tirelessly, not only to transfer the animals, but to be sure that they were in good health and are here with us today. So and they function, obviously, under the great leadership. It's been 2 years since Nora came here from Indianapolis, and we couldn't be more thrilled with the work that she and her staff have done. She has taken us to the very next step, and our new master plan, I think, will reflect that vision. So if you would please join me in welcoming to the podium Nora Fletcher, our president and CEO.
Good morning, everyone. I also, before I start, I would be remiss if I didn't remind everyone that today is World Turtle Day. I received a text very early this morning from our great lead reptile keeper reminding me of that. So let's all celebrate World Turtle Day. Thank you, John. And thank you to everyone for being here today and throughout this entire project. To Lieutenant Governor Hochul, County Executive Poloncarz, Assemblyman Ryan, and all of our other strong state, regional, and local officials, thank you for your support. To our board members and our donors, thank you. You are a beacon guiding the zoo towards becoming a conservation center of excellence. To those watching online, we can't wait to see you this summer here at the zoo. Today, we celebrate this wonderful building behind me. Inside, you will see new to the zoo animals, including the Komodo dragon and Bushmaster snake. They, along with 40 other species and 150 animals, can be found in custom-designed exhibits. You will also see an updated space where we continue to do vital conservation work to help save species here in Western New York and across the globe. What you may not realize, though, is that just as many updates have been made behind the scenes to heating, ventilation, water treatment, and lighting, all of which create the microhabitats that these reptiles and amphibians need to thrive. Together, these improvements have created the Donna M. Fernandez Amphibian and Reptile Center. But let me tell you what makes this building truly special. This building is special because it was renovated in the spirit of Marlon Perkins, who in 1942 built the finest reptile house in the nation right here in Buffalo. And also on a personal note, I had the honor and privilege of getting to know Mr. Perkins very, very early in my career, and I cherish that memory. This building is special because we designed it with the same dedication that zoo docent Patricia Russell had for helping guests set aside their fear of snakes. Moments from now, you'll get to walk through the gallery named in her memory. This building is special because of the great work of construction workers, architects, engineers, and designers like Gwen Howard from Floyd Albert, who has dedicated herself to helping us with this project. And most important to me, this building is special because of the team of zoo staff that has come together to create a space where our guests can connect with wildlife. I feel privileged every day to work alongside them. And finally, this building is special for one surprising reason. Inside, we want you to put down your phone and look around. Why? Because many amphibians and reptiles survive because of their ability to blend in or hide. They occupy the small spaces in our world. So when you enter this building, I challenge you to slow down and watch. Spend a few moments at each exhibit. Then come back again. I know you'll see something different. Perhaps a new animal or an unexpected familiar detail in the original mural created by award-winning artist James Pate, just for the Buffalo Zoo. These are the things that make the Donna M. Fernandez Amphibian and Reptile Center so very special. Thank you all. Thank you all for your support. We are so pleased to welcome you to this new building. I'll call John back up to the stage. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nora. Thank you, Nora. I talked earlier about the extraordinary collaboration about which the zoo benefits, and there's no greater example of that collaboration than the City of Buffalo. The City of Buffalo actually is our landlord here, and like a good landlord, when the roofs need fixing and the lawn needs cutting and the pipes need fixing, the mayor and his administration have always been right there for us. So it is with great pleasure that I introduce the great mayor of the City of Buffalo, Mayor Byron Brown. Mayor.
Good morning, everyone. It's great to be here with you and great to be with my colleagues in government. The good news is when you come in last and late, everything has already been said. So I am not going to re-say it. I'm very pleased to be with you today for the opening of the Donna M. Fernandez Amphibian and Reptile Center. It's great to see Donna Fernandez back. Donna served this facility so well for so many years and certainly has left her mark. It is fitting that this exhibit be named in her honor. I want to congratulate Nora Fletchall and all of those who work here at the zoo. I know it's a labor of love for all of you, the work that you do. This is one of the best zoos in the country, in my estimation, and this is going to be an attraction that will bring people to Buffalo from around Western New York and across the nation. Congratulations, everyone.
And so it is now perfectly appropriate that before we cut our ribbon, we ask to come to the podium the person for whom this building is named. I will tell you that over the years I've had the pleasure and distinct honor of introducing Dr. Fernandez many times, and I've used words like rock star, consummate professional, tremendous professional leader of the zoo, a great conservationist, someone that actually walks through rainforests and jungles and really came back to Buffalo with great ideas. So she's now taken up residence in on the other coast in California, has become a vegan and is eating free-range chicken and lots of hummus, but she is still dear to our hearts, and we couldn't be more thrilled, as I said earlier, that she's come back across the country to be here and help us open this building. So if you would, please, a big hand for Dr. Donna Fernandez. Donna.
Thank you so much for this tremendous honor. When I came to Buffalo in 2000 and walked the zoo, there was so much that needed to be done. And in my mind, I saw great potential in this city. And at the time, it was just a dream. And with all of your support, particularly from our donors, our staff, and our government partners, I was able to see so much of my dream materialize. So for me personally, you've just made my whole career what you've been able to do in Buffalo. The staff here, I still miss you every day. The board, I miss you every day. Women's board, all of you. It's just been amazing. I mean, it was the right time for me to move on, and Nora's taken up the helm beautifully. But I do want to thank you, Lieutenant Governor Hochul, for your support for all the years, and obviously New York State. Mark Poloncarz, he was the only one happy at my retirement party. but at least he called me a bulldog and not a snake. but Sean Ryan, I was very flattered when he originally suggested that the building be named in my honor. We were trying to sell the naming rights to any large donor, and there was a certain adversity to the building. People didn't want their name on it. I don't know why, but I'm thrilled that my name is on a building that celebrates such important taxa as reptiles and amphibians. They're such critically endangered species now in both of those taxa because of what we've been doing to the planet the last 100-plus years, that is just wonderful for me to be celebrated in this way. Mayor Brown, we've had our few contentious moments as well, but he came around to supporting the zoo as well. And Joel Ferraletta, thank you for coming.
I never called you a name.
No, he did not. Not to my face, anyway. And it was the reason I was such a strong advocate of funding for the zoo is because it stole my heart from the moment I walked through here back in 2000, and it still holds my heart, and you always will. So thank you for this tribute, and I will be back and visiting always, so I'll know if you took my name down. But hopefully you never will. Thank you very much.
Some of my colleagues would say being a board chair is really easy. I'm used to getting in the middle of umpires and irate baseball players, but getting between the county executive and the mayor and the lieutenant governor and Donna Fernandez was a whole other addition to my resume. But obviously it turned out great. So, Donna, thank you, and thank you for being here once again. We're going to cut our ribbon momentarily, so if you would please stay for that. I want to leave you with just a couple of things. The summer here at the zoo is just full of activities. Some of you have, county executive, talked about the lions, and we've got the dinosaurs. Might have been the Independence Party. The Republicans. Our dinosaur exhibit is open, which is tremendous. Boomerang Island is something that you have to really experience to see the couple of hundred birds that are in it, and obviously the rest of the program here at the zoo. It will be a great summer, and I'm sure we're going to get some sun. So thank you all very much for being here. Keisha, we're about ready to cut the ribbon. Someone, I think, has got the scissors, and yes, we do. And then the exhibit will be open.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.